Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Chof Ches. We are up to Sif Yutes. We are on the last line of page 330. The Mechaber says in Sif Yutes, Chola she'en bo sakona, mutter bivishulei enam Yehudim. A chola she'en bo sakona is allowed to eat something that is bishul akum, something that was cooked by a goy. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Samach Gimel, Mutter b'vishulei enam Yehudim, the afal gav deshari surei derabanan osr l'chola she'en bo sakona le'achov l'shtos, even though regular foods that are an iser, the Rabbanan are off limits to a cholosh emo sakana to eat or drink. Kedeisa biyardeya simin kuf nun hei. Shani bishul enam Yehudim she'eni surum machmas atzmo. Bishul akum is different because the food be'etzim is really mutter. It's just the way it was prepared is a problem. So that we're lenient to that when it comes to cholosh emo sakana. So any kind of iser in the etzim food would be a problem, even for the chola, but over here, there's no iser in the food itself, just in its preparation, therefore it's okay. The gam ha-chola mevarech alav. He's also allowed to make a bracha on this food that was cooked by a goy, the beheter ka'achil, because he's eating it beheter. He's allowed to eat it, so he makes a bracha. U'mashe nishar lemotzei Shabbos asur afilu l'chola atzmo. But whatever is left over after Shabbos is not allowed to be eaten by the chola anymore. Kevon she'efshar levashe lo oz al yidei Yisrael. Because once Shabbos is over, they can just cook, Yisrael can cook, and they can have bishul Yisrael. V'hakelim shel bishulei enam Yehudim tzrichim hechsher. These kelim that were used for the bishul akum now need to be kashered. V'afilu klicheres, even if it is a klicheres, kevon de'ikir isuru eino ela midrabanam. Since the ikir isra bishul akum is only the rabbanam, so even though normally klicheres we don't allow hagala, we don't allow you to kasher it. Over here, since the etzem isra is only the rabbanam, dayo imagilu shalosh pa'amim. It's enough if you do hagala on it three times. Ubidiyeved in bishel bo bali hagala. If bidiyeved you cooked in it again without doing hagala, v'yesh rov batavshel, there is a majority in the new thing you're cooking over the absorptions of the iser, so that will be mutter as well. V'yesh mekilin de'ain tzrichim hechsher klal. Some are lenient and they say that this kli does not need hechsher from the bishul akum. V'asomech aleihen le'inyan kelim shebishul ben l'chola b'shabes lehifsid. And one who relies on that shita, l'kabi the kelim that were cooked in for a chola on Shabbos, does not lose. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Chof, Ein nosnin yayin l'socha ayin. You are not allowed to place wine inside the eye. We'll see, that is a form of refuah. We're talking about over here where there's no serious illness to the eye. As we saw before, a serious illness to the eye is sakanas nefashos. So this would be maybe at the end of the choli, where it's no longer a serious sakana. So one is not allowed to place wine in the eye. The litno agabov, in terms of placing the wine on top of the eye, so it will drip into the eye for the refuah, so in poseach v'soger ha'ayin oser, if you're going to be opening and closing your eye, so the wine goes in, that's forbidden. We'll see why. Then eino poseach v'soger, but if you just let it drip in without specially opening and closing your eyes, mutter, that's permissible. The rope tofel, we'll see what this is exactly, a type of saliva. Afilu al gabav oser, even to place it on top of the eye is forbidden. De muchacha milsa de la refua ovid, it's clear that you are doing that for refuah purposes. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samech Dalet, wine is not allowed to be placed l'soch ha'ayim, d'chol milei d'hulu refuah, anything that is for healing purposes, gazru rabbanon mishum shchika samamon, like so many times already, chazal asered, any type of refuah, because of exera, that you might grind up the herbs to make the medicine. So therefore, placing the wine in one's eye, which is a refuah, is usser. However, we said if you place it on top of the eye, if you open and close your eyes, that's also a problem. Sifkatan samechei, you open and close your eye, kedeshi yikonez l'socho, so the wine should enter your eye. De'oz muchacha milsa de l'refuah osa. Then it's very clear that you're doing it for refuah. You're opening and closing your eye, it's clear what you're doing. That's clear refuah, that's usser. However, if you do not open and close your eyes specially for the wine to get in, you're just regular and the wine drips in, that's mutter. Sifkatan samech vav, da'amrinan l'rechitza ba'amu David. Because when I say you're doing it stam for rechitza, it looks like regular rechitza, and that's mutter. The ho'idna nowadays, she'ein derech lirchos b'yayin, where it's not normal to be washing with wine, so then even that is going to be usser. The Mechaber then said that rog tafel, even on top of the eye is aser because it's clear as for refuah. What's rope tafel? Sifkat nasabel zayin. Kol shalotam klum mishenayor. Someone that woke up, he has not tasted anything since he woke up. Shu chazak. There, the saliva is very strong, and that works for healing. Umuchacha milsel refuah mechavin. That's going to be aser because it's very clear that that rope tafel is being used for refuah. The ila rechitza mosu. If it's going to be for washing, no one is using saliva to wash, so that's disgusting. Therefore, it is clear as for refuah, and therefore it's aser. Vim rochets piv b'mayim. But if you rinse out your mouth with water, v'achakach ma'avir al enav, and then after you spit it out, so you have the saliva mixed in with some water, and then you place it over your eyes, shari afshem u'rabo rok, that's permissible, even though there is rope mixed in, da'amrina l'rechitza av, and then it's not nicker, and we could say that your kavana is for stam rechitza. V'im lo yochel liftoach enav, a person stam is not able to open his eyes are dry, yochel lelach lechon b'rok tafel, he is allowed to moisten his eyes with this rope tafel, which is normally aser, de'enze refuah. This is not considered refuah. You can't use a rope tafel if it's to heal your eyes, but if your eyes are just not opening because they're a little dry, so that would not be considered refuah. That would be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifchav Aleph, Shore Odom Kilorin the Erev Shabbos V'nosin Al Gav Ho'ayin B'Shabbos. Kilorin is some kind of herbs or things that you are soaking in water, and you're making a mixture that's going to be used for healing. So a person can soak the kilorin on Erev Shabbos, v'nosein al gav ha'ayin b'Shabbos. If you soaked it before Shabbos, you can place it on your eyes on Shabbos. She'eino nira el karochets. It looks like you're rinsing off your eyes. That's mutter. V'hu d'lo ometz upasach. This is only assuming you're not closing and opening your eyes, like we said before. V'lo chayshina mishum shchigas ha'mamonim. Even though this is refuah, it's not nikah for others, because it looks like rechitza. But Zakta Mishabura, what about for the guy himself? Why isn't this a problem? Shri Gassam Amonim. He knows he's doing it for refuah. The Kevan Shelo Yitzirlo Lashoso Elab Me'er Shabbos, since Chazal only allowed him to make this mixture from before Shabbos, Ike Akeira, there is a sign for him that this is a special leniency and he will not come to grind up the herbs. Says the Mishabura, Stefan Sam Mechaz, Kilorin. Now, when a person is making the kilorin mixture with the water, he's soaking it in, there's two types of kilorin. There's one that's more liquid, and there's one that's a little bit more thick. So says the Mishnah, v'dafka b'kilor tzolul. Dafka, the clear, liquidy kilor, is permissible over here. Sha'oz nir kerochetz. Only then we can say, it's like washing, it looks like water, so it looks like rechitza. Ava ba'ava aser, but using the thicker kilorin mixture, that's aser. Kemo shekasav simen reishnon be'esiv hei. Sifkat and Samach Tes, we said velo chayshinan. So we're going over here in the person himself. We're not concerned for coming to shrikas ha'mamonim. Says the Mishabur, it's a lomar. Dehu hayodeya de la refuah kavid. Others look at it like you're doing rechitza, but you yourself, you know that you're doing it for refuah. Afal pikein. Even so, lididei ikah keira. For the person himself, we're not worried because there is a sign. Be the matzrich l'shros from Erev Shabbos from the fact that Chazal required him to make the mixture from before Shabbos, so he has a sign to know that something's different over here. Normally, you would make the mixture right before you put it on your eye. Here, you're doing it from before Shabbos. You're putting it on your eye on Shabbos is a sign to him that he will not come to grind up spices, and therefore we're not worried. Mitzad gzeiras shirgas amonim. V'tzarech lomer, you have to say the hadlo chashashu b'siv chaf. Mishum hu atzmo. Why in Sivchaf we just said that when you're putting the wine on your eyes, it looks like rechitza, no problem, as long as you're putting it on top of your eye. You're not opening and closing your eyes specifically. We say it's fine. We don't worry that the person himself knows he's doing refuah. He might come to shrik ha'saman over here. Why are we more lenient over there? Says the Mishabura, Shani Hassan, there is different. Dekevan shederech lirchots b'yayin letanuk ba'alma. Since it is the way, it's normal to wash with wine just for a geshmak, for an enjoyment. Lekach leka mishum chash klal. Therefore, there is no concern. It's just a geshmak thing. So even though he knows he's doing it for purposes, but people do it for regular reasons as well. And therefore, there is no chash for gzeira shchikas ha'mamonim. Aval hocha she'ein osem kein el refuah. But over here, where this kilorin is only used for refuah purposes, tzarech akeira, here we have to have a recognizable sign. Says the Mishabur, the Machaber Vayter Sifcha Beis, Ma'avirin gildei hamaka v'sachin osa b'shemen. You can remove a scab from a wound and smear the area with oil. Avalo b'cheilev, but not with fat. Mipnei shehu nimoach, because the fat melts as you smear it there. V'afilu b'gemar maka, even at the end of the maka. Deleka el etzara shari. We'll see the mishabura. We'll switch around the gears over here. We'll wait for the mishabura. Aval ein nosim aloh shemen v'chamim morav v'yachad. But you can't place on this wound oil and hot water mixed together. V'lo al gabe moch, and not on any kind of cloth lit no aleh to place it on the wound. Aval nosin hu chutz lamaka v'shosed v'yorei l'socha. But you can't place it outside the wound and it will drip down into the wound. Let's see the Mishabura exactly what's going on over here. Beginning in Sifkat and Ayin. So the Mechaber first said that you can remove a scab and smear the area with oil. The Bizmanon, in the olden days, Hoya derech habriyim besicha b'shemen. It was normally to smear oil. V'lomuchacha milsa d'lerefua oved. Therefore, by smearing oil after you take off the scab, it's not recognizable. You're doing it for refua. That was a normal thing that people did. V'ayim b'mashe kosev ha-ramah b'simit shilchav zayim sif alev b'hagol le'inyam medinoseinu. Look what the Ramah said earlier, l'gaber ha-medinos, where it is not normal to be smearing oil, and therefore this would be more of a concern that it looks like a refuah. Umistabra the bigmar maka. It's logical to say that by the end of the maka, when the maka is healing already, gam b'medinosenu shari b'shemen, then even in our medinos it would be mutter to smear the oil over there. Sifkat and ayinav of a low b'chelav. You can't smear fat, and we said the reason is because it melts. The same way you can't smear the fat because it melts, so too if the oil is already congealed a little bit, you can't smear it as well. Then it's like chaylev, it also will melt from its congealed form into a liquid. This is where the Mishabura changes the girsa of the Mechaber. So leading up to this point, the Mechaber said, you can't smear it with chaylev, mipnei shehu nimuach. V'afil b'gmar maka, zok de mishabura, d'leka tzara ela tainig ba'alma, where there is no tzara at the end of the maka, it's already healing, it's just being done for enjoyment. Zok de mishabura, ayin beis, kain tzarech lomar, rotz lomar, what it means to say is, v'afte b'behema osur mishum tainig ba'alma, even though you can't do any kind of smearing for a behema if it's just for enjoyment, only if it's to prevent tzar, like we'll see later in Simon Shinlam Abbas, Afil Achi Ba'adam Shari, for Adam it's Mutter. So therefore the Mechaber said, when it is the Gemar Maka, the Leka Tzara El Tainug Ba'alma, that's going to be Shari. Then the Mechaber said, but you can't place Shemen and Chamen mixed together. You can't place on the wound oil and hot water mixed together. Says the Mishuayin Gimel de Bazem Muchach Milsa Shulu Refuah. That's not a regular thing, and therefore it's clear that you are doing Refuah on Shabbos. Sefkot and Ayindal Murav and Yachad v'cham and Levad. But if it's just hot water alone, Mashman Magen Avram the Shari Kemo Shem and Levad. The same way you could smear oil on the wound alone, you also could smear hot water alone. The problem is the oil and the hot water. Then it's clear that you're doing it for refuah purposes. Then we said not only can you not smear the oil and the hot water together on the wound, you also can't smear it on a moch, on some kind of cloth, on cotton, in order to place it on the wound. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Ayin Hey, V'lo agabe moch, u'bazeh, when it comes to placing it on this material, afilu chamin luchud, even if it's hot water alone, delo minkar shul refuah, where there's no problem of refuah over here, because like we said, hot water is not nikkur that is for refuah, gamkein osur mishum schita. It's usher always to wet a cloth because the word you might have to squeeze it out. So therefore, mitzad the oil and hot water together looks like refuah. If you only have one of them, you just have the hot water, then it's a problem of schita. Avol b'shemen luchelog azrinim. But if you have the oil alone, even if you put on the cloth, we wouldn't make a gzera of shemen yischor over there. The ein derek kibus b'shemen. It's not a way to launder using oil, so we're not concerned you're going to squeeze it out for laundering purposes. And therefore, on the cloth, the mixture is usher. The hot water is aser, but just the shemen would be okay. Kedel el b'simen shinyutes. Sifkat and ayin vav. We said you can't place the mixture on the moch, lit no aleh, to place it on the wound. V'hu adin im hamoch hoya nosen mikodem al maka. The same thing is true as if the moch is already on the wound. It's already there. Gam kein aser litin aleh chamen v'shemen o chamen l'chud. So even though it's a little more lenient if the bandage is already on the wound, But even so, to put on the hot water, once it's on the wound, or to put on the hot water mixture with the oil, it's still going to be usher. No sein. The Mechaber said, but you could put it outside the wound and let it drip down inside the wound. Again, like we saw many times already, when you're putting it outside and it drips in, it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah, and that's mutter. Ulefize, according to this, even in our medinos where we don't normally smear with oil and therefore it's more problematic and it looks like refuah, gam kein shari bazer. If you do it in this way, outside the wound and it drips in, that will even be mutter, because putting on shemen for us is weird. But if you're doing it outside the wound, so it might look weird, but it doesn't look like refuah, and therefore if it drips in, it will be 100% mutter. Let's see one more sif in the Mechaber. Sif Chav Gimel, Nosnin Svog. You can place a sponge, v'chatichos v'godim yaveshim v'chadoshim, and you can place pieces of garments that are dry and new, she'enon l'refua. If it's not for refua, elo kedesh lo yisr tu ha'begodim esamaka. You want to put some kind of covering, a sponge, a piece of a garment over a wound, and you're not doing it for healing purposes, you're just doing it so it doesn't get scratched by your clothes. That's mutter. Avalo yishonim shemirapim. But old garments, for some reason, they have healing properties, so you can't use old garments because that's merapim. Vahani mili yishonim shelo nitnu me'olam alamaka. This is only old garments that were never placed on a wound before. They have healing properties. Avalim hoyu kfar alamaka. But if it was once on the maka before, afilu yishonim shari, even the old garments are mutter deshuv eina merapim, they no longer heal. Zokta mishabura sevkotan ayin ches chadoshim. Ayin b'taz shekosav. Look at the Taz who writes, the haib v'chadoshim. That which the Mechaber says, svog v'chatichos begodim yaveshim v'chadoshim, the word v'chadoshim lo koya svog. It's not going back on the beginning of the Mechaber, on the sponge. Dahosam afilu b'yashonim shari she'ina merapim. When it comes to a sponge, it's all mutter. Even if it's old, it's mutter, because old sponges don't heal like old garments. Udelo kedas atur, this is unlike the understanding of the tour. V'chein kas el yirabah, so writes el yirabah. V'ayim b'simin shin al sifchav bey shehetik shama mechaber loshen atur. Look over there where the mechaber brings down the loshen of the tour. This svog merape, that a sponge does have healing properties. V'ulai kavanas mechaber shah, maybe what the mechaber means over there, that a sponge can heal, is raka svog lach. Maybe that's only by a sponge that is moist. V'tzarech yin, this needs an investigation. We'll stop over here, and we'll continue next time, Mitzvah Shem, with Sif Chof Dalid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.